Joshua, over to you and back to the Middle East. Interesting news out of Egypt, a little disturbing news out of Egypt this week. More than 500 members and supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood were sentenced to death for attacking a police department and killing a police officer and damaging property, I guess. There was this court proceeding that lasted
2 days.
I mean, very short period of time.
Defense lawyers were not there. I mean, it has taken everybody's breath away. And people who had said, oh, we're going back to Mubarak's time, are now saying, this is not going back to Mubarak's time. This is going back to Nasser in the 1950s when he cracked down the Muslim Brotherhood. Many were tortured in the jails. But clearly, Sisi is sending a very dramatic message. And he has arrested many. He's impounded their money. He has really trying to uproot the Muslim Brotherhood. And he's not stopping. So the whole world has really had their breath taken away by this. At how far will he go? And he's just now thrown in his hat for presidential elections. So clearly, Egypt is consolidating this new military dictatorship.
We've got another 700 that have been arrested and are on trial, in addition to these more than 500 that have been convicted. But it seems to me, I don't know, revolution doesn't necessarily lead to progress in this case. I mean, like you said, they're going backwards. They're going back to Nasser's time. Is this just a new era of repression in Egypt, or are they going to get over some sort of hump where they're going to move forward democratic way?
Many of the liberals and many of the young people who welcomed in this military dictatorship, thinking it would protect their freedoms of speech and other things, are now beginning to regret. You look at Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook, people are beginning to attack it. So the pendulum is swinging. A lot of people are saying this is just a hiccup in this revolutionary process, and that we're mid-road. So we don't know how long this will last and whether Egypt will shudder and move towards greater instability in the future, or whether they can consolidate their hold and keep the lid on Egypt for the next decade or so. We don't know.
Well, clearly these actions are being condemned around the world as massive human rights violations. I mean, even the widowed wife of the police officer that was killed was dissatisfied with this conviction, you know, expressed doubt about the fact that there were this many people convicted for the murder of her husband. So, you know, what are we to expect in terms of Egypt's reconnection with the international community if there are nothing but condemnations about their behavior?
It's odd because Washington officials have continued to talk about Egypt moving towards democracy and the democratizing process. They've tried still not to call this a coup d'etat that happened by the military because they would have to withdraw their aid. And Washington's sticking to its old narrative of, well, Egypt is democratizing. So everybody's flummoxed. They don't know how to deal with this. They're condemning it, and yet they don't want the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, Rebecca, Joshua, thank you so much, as always, for your insight.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.